The Kerry Ambassador Programme podcast series, introducing you to the community and industry leaders aiming to make Kerry a premier business events destination and a place to do business.
Liz Shanahan is a Castle Island native living in London with extensive experience in the life sciences sector. She's an entrepreneur, chair, non-executive director and adjunct professor. She comes from an entrepreneurial family with her grandfather, father, brother and aunt all owning their own businesses. One of the Kerry projects Liz Shanahan is involved with, Relate Care, is known for setting up a base and creating jobs in Tralee in recent years. Liz, you're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
You were chosen as one of the founding ambassadors in the Kerry Ambassador Programme when it launched in late 2022. Massive congratulations to you.
Thank you very much. And it's an incredible pleasure to be asked to do something like that. You know, I am a very proud Kerry woman. And so to be asked to do something like this is just, I can't tell you how proud it makes me. So
becoming an entrepreneur was probably an obvious decision for you, given your family's extensive entrepreneurial background. Can you tell us about that?
Yes. Well, look, I suppose, you know, ever since I was a kid, I used to work in my dad's shop, and my dad was a pharmacist, sadly no longer with us anymore. I think shop owners, you learn so much from that, and you have to engage with the public all the time. And it's a tough graft. I think anyone who has run their own business will know it. You know, it's not all plain sailing. And, you know, I probably worked in there from about the age of 10 onwards. And I particularly loved working there in Christmas Eve, because people would come in and they'd be looking for the last minute Christmas presents, and we'd clear the shelves of all the remaining Chanel number 5, etc. So it was great fun. So I think probably no great surprise. And in the back of my head, I always thought I would end up doing something for myself. I wasn't sure what that was going to be, but certainly that was there in the back of my mind. And, you know, I started in pharmaceutical industry, and, you know, very quickly I realized there was a real opportunity for somebody with my skill set who, you know, had pharmaceutical industry experience, but had, you know, very strong communications background. And I ended up starting initially what we would historically now call a public relations company, but then it became much broader than that. It did much broader communications and investor relations, etc. So I grew it over a number of years, and then probably, gosh, I'd say about 15 years ago, I was made an offer that I couldn't refuse by a very large US consultancy called FTI Consulting, who have a base in Ireland as well. You know, it was a fantastic opportunity. It was great for my staff. It was great for the clients. It was great for the business. And it really allowed the business to scale and move to the next stage. I then was asked by them to become their global head of healthcare and life sciences. That was a much broader remit. So FTI does a lot more than communications. They do things like, in my space, which is all healthcare and life sciences, they do things like, you know, tracking down counterfeit medicines. They work with hospitals that are struggling financially to help them to get their, you know, finances back on track, get themselves back in line. And I became global head of all of that. And that was absolutely fascinating. But I guess the thing is, when you're an entrepreneur, you're always an entrepreneur. And so after a couple of years, I got itchy feet and I thought, OK, it's time to kind of move out and look at other things that I might do.
And can you tell us about some of your current roles?
I can indeed. So I've got quite a few. I describe myself as having a portfolio, but I'm probably a sucker really, because I take on lots of stuff, but that probably is natural for somebody who is an entrepreneur. So I'm a professor, adjunct professor now at UCC, and I'm an entrepreneur in residence there. I am a trustee of a charity in the UK that is the charity for a hospital where I used to be a director before. I am an angel investor, so I've helped some companies in the healthcare space to get themselves started, and I support them. I have two in particular. So one of those is a company that is looking at a treatment in autism, and another one is looking at, it's a female technology solution for older women who have incontinence issues. And so I have a very kind of, these days, diverse portfolio. I'm also a non-exec in a couple of businesses and chair of a business that is headquartered in Waterford. But a couple of years ago, we made a decision to open a base in Tralee called Relate Care.
Yes. And can you tell us more about Relate Care coming to Tralee?
So look, we knew we wanted another base in Ireland, and you know, I'm chair of the board, so the, you know, the board doesn't do the active looking themselves, but you know, we obviously ask our executives what they've done and where they've gone, what they've looked at, and they looked at a number of different locations. And actually, on the first iteration, they hadn't looked at Kerry, and I said to them, oh, I think we should have a look at Kerry, and you made a few phone calls, and it was incredible the way that the machine and Kerry worked to help them to understand what was available. You know, all the different bodies in Kerry worked together to really help the company to see what a, you know, what great potential there was there. Now, for us, part of it was the fact that there is a university in Tralee, and so that was a real draw for us, and a university that has a nursing program, because at Relate Care we do a lot in healthcare, but we also have a lot of nurses as well, so it's quite an important piece for us. And, you know, Tralee was fantastic, and absolutely Kerry won hands down and continues to be a fantastic decision for us. We're thrilled. We've continued to expand, may have to move out of our incumbent premises, but it's been a super experience, and Kerry has been a great decision for us.
You've held a number of roles connected to being an Irish person living abroad, one of those being the global chair of the Irish International Business Network. And with that, you became the first female and the first Kerry person to hold that role. Can you tell us about this?
I can. Look, the IIBN was set up to really try and join the dots, you know, of the Irish business community between the UK, Ireland, and in fact, the States. So it was really about, we're great networkers as a nation, and we're fantastic when we're abroad. You know, we seek each other out, and we have these conversations where we meet each other at meetings and whatever. So it was looking at a way of trying to bring that together and really facilitate that network. And from a business point of view, one, it's about connections, it's about opening doors, it's about getting in those doors, it's about, you know, having an already good understanding of the person on the other side. It makes a big difference to have networks like that. Now, a lot of those networks have become more virtual in recent years. I think there's still a huge role for that, you know, in-person networking opportunity. But the IIBN was a fantastic opportunity for Irish people, both in Ireland, you know, at a tough time, by the way, you know, for Ireland. It was really established just after the crash, and so things were very hard. So to have that ability to be able to pick up the phone to somebody in London and say, look, do you know anybody that works in this space that could talk to me, or I could have a conversation with, that sort of thing is really critical. And look, for me, you know, a huge honour. And I was chair, you know, when some very pivotal things happened in the relationship between the UK and Ireland. And so I was very privileged to, you know, be asked to go to a number of events off the back of that. And it was wonderful. It's great to be able to facilitate those connections. And I still, you know, part of, you know, my links with Kerry and the ambassador program is about being able to say to people, oh, you know, I know somebody here who might know somebody who might be able to help you. And that's often what happens, is I may not necessarily know that person directly, but I know somebody who knows them. And then just being able to open those doors for people is quite important.
Mm-hmm. And can you talk to us about your membership of the Global Irish Economic Forum and the British Council Provocation Group?
I can. So The economic forum was quite famous, I guess, in Ireland at the time when it was started, and it was really the Irish government trying to capitalize on the incredible diaspora that they had around the globe. And you know, partially it was to, again, this was part of the economic crisis, so looking at, are there things that we should be getting involved in, are there things that we should be engaging with as a country, but then also getting ideas from that diaspora about the sorts of things that Ireland could do. You know, there were Irish people in some of the most senior roles and places around the globe. And, you know, sometimes we underestimate how significant that can be. And so I do think the government, you know, really captured that opportunity. You know, I think it helped them enormously as they went through some of those challenges. And they got to, you know, get people involved in helping them with some of their financial strategies, some other aspects that they possibly would never have been able to involve otherwise. And then, so the British Council is interesting. So the British Council, obviously, it supports the agenda in the UK, but it is about that relationship, yeah, that softer relationship between the UK and, you know, many of the other countries that they're involved in. They did a lot of work, obviously, on education, on English, and on culture, so taking British culture abroad. And you know, I was asked to be a part of that, really, as you know, as a provocateur. So you know, okay. Tell us what else could we be doing, and what are countries like Ireland doing that is so good for them? And, you know, what other things might we and should we be thinking about? And the current chair of the HSE in Ireland was the CEO there at the time. So, again, very interesting connections between our two countries. And, you know, and I think at the time there was a lot of opportunity for synergy between the two countries. Relationships were very good. I think they're good again now. We had, you know, some hiccups along the way with Brexit and stuff, but I do think that the opportunity for us as, you know, two countries to continue that positive relationship is really important.
And over the years, you've been part of the development of Kerry-focused business forums in London and in Kerry. And you've also been involved with the Kerry Association London, and you were named Person of the Year by them in 2017. Can you explain the importance to you of being connected to Kerry while living abroad?
Well, look, Kerry people are incredible. You know, for a small county, you know, you look at the number of entrepreneurs, you look at the incredible businesses that have come out of there, you look at the incredible people that have come out of there. We're an extraordinarily little county, and that says a lot about our people, I would say. Yeah, we're very creative, we're very innovative, we are bright, we're an incredible county, I would say. And, you know, you want to retain that connection and link. And, you know, I know from London, many of us in businesses here, we want to help give other Kerry people that lift if we can. We want to give them that opportunity. You know, we want to see, you know, when people first come across, historically, you know, we didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have, you know, video calls, whatever. It was a very, very different time when I first came to London. And so to be able to have that touch point of other Kerry people there, we're so happy to see you and so happy to open a door for you, is really quite important. And, you know, that connection that you, again, you might know them directly, but they know somebody who knows you, and that all of that networking is really important. And look, you know, Kerry's a fantastic place. We should all be incredibly proud of it. And, you know, you want to help the people that are staying in Kerry, but you also want to give people who want to get out for a while, or maybe want to get out full stop, that opportunity to see a bit of the rest of the world. So.
And over the years, you've done a lot of charitable work, particularly for Kerry charities. Could you tell us about that?
So I suppose my big one really would be the hospice, which my brother is involved in as well. And you know, my brother got involved because of a very personal story, and you know, and I have seen the importance of hospices in terms of some of my friends and what's happened to them. You know, it is one of the most important resources for us. And again, because I work in healthcare, means it, I really understand the importance of having a facility like that. And it's extraordinary. And I'm not sure, you know, I hope everyone in Kerry realizes how incredible it is and how lucky they are, because I look at the UK and it's a much different system and it's not nearly as well supported. But in Kerry, it's fantastic. And so that's where I would automatically land. Now, obviously, there are other charities that I support as well, but that one would be very close to my heart.
Mm-hmm. And Liz, you were a speaker at the 2025 Global Economic Summit in Killarney, which each year brings together world leaders, policymakers, and global experts to develop fresh solutions to global challenges. How did it feel to be chosen to be part of this, and how was the experience?
So again, it's an incredible honour to be asked to do something like that. It really is. And it was incredible to be a part of it, you know, to meet some of the people that I met there, to be able to talk about some of those. We talked a lot about sort of the future of healthcare and some of the innovations that might be happening in healthcare and, you know, how Ireland takes advantage of that. And Ireland's technically superb. So we have some superb digital solutions that are percolating through our system all the time. And it's how do we take advantage of that? How do we, you know, we've a small population, which is fantastic if you're piloting something. So again, how do we integrate that into our health system so that everybody gets the benefit of it? It doesn't always automatically end up, you know, heading to the States or heading to the UK, but it's something that is, you know, important and we can integrate into our own healthcare systems. You know, these are challenging debates and opportunities, I would say, for Ireland going forwards. And yeah, no, look, it's an incredible privilege to be asked to be a part of that. So,
and to have this kind of event in Kerry every year, bringing together people from all over the world, it's a great thing for the county as well, isn't it?
I think it is. I really do. You know, there were people there and they were kind of blown away by the place, which is not hard. You know, we know how beautiful Kerry is. We kind of forget that sometimes when you're there all the time. But when people arrive and they're just, their breath is taken away by how gorgeous the place is. And that opportunity then to sort of introduce them to some Irish produce and some Irish creativity, etc. It's just, it's a wonderful opportunity. And again, I see it so much with business, you know, both in the UK and in the States, you know, people, even though they might be fourth or fifth generation Irish, that connectivity back to Ireland for them is really important. And to be able to give back to Ireland, even though they've never lived here, in fact, you know, they're many generations away from living here, it's still a really important thing for them. So, you know, to be able to do that and to do that into Kerry is just incredible. And it's fantastic for Kerry. It really is. It's just brilliant.
As we mentioned at the start, you were chosen as one of the 37 founding Kerry ambassadors in the Kerry Ambassador Programme. What was your reaction to being chosen?
Gobsmacked. Gobsmacked. But again, you know, it's fantastic. Look, I go on about Kerry all the time anyway, so I'm probably, all I'm doing is probably more of what I was already doing anyway. But, you know, it's wonderful to be asked to do something like that, to be, you know, to be asked to formally be a part of somebody who is imparting that great sort of, I guess, sales pitch really about Kerry and how important Kerry can be and what a great venue it can be, particularly for, you know, businesses that are looking to do events, etc. in Ireland. So look, it's important from that point of view. And I think, you know, the more we can create awareness of that and the opportunities that are there, you know, it's for Kerry, it's important to have stuff happen. You know, we've got some brilliant indigenous Kerry businesses that keep things ticking over all year round. You know, obviously our tourism business, the more we can add to the bits of that and the shoulder of that, as they call it, that's really important so that we can keep that vibe going and creating that great awareness of, you know, particularly how entrepreneurial Kerry are, how interesting it is. You know, again, you see businesses looking at companies like Fexcon thinking, how did that end up there? You know, and but that's great for us. That is brilliant for us as a county. It shows how versatile we are. It shows how innovative we are and what, you know, fantastic entrepreneurs we are.
And for you, Liz, what have the benefits been of being involved in the Kerry Ambassador Programme?
So again, I guess meeting some of those incredible other individuals that are ambassadors, and then having the opportunity to meet with some other people that are introduced to us via that program. It is, again, that's a huge privilege. And for me, it's also that ability then to give back. So by meeting and networking and being a part of that, it is that ability then to try and draw people back into Kerry to see what the opportunities might look like. It's about giving back. I've done very well from my Kerry roots, and you want to make sure that you're able to give back on that.
And as a founding ambassador and one based predominantly overseas, do you think there are business events or investment opportunities that you could use your profile and experience to attract to Kerry to further drive economic growth and to raise the county's profile as a place to do business?
Already done that, and I continue to do that. But in answer to your question, yes. And look, in my sector in particular, in healthcare, the fact that Astellas are now going to open that big facility in Tralee, I've always talked about the opportunity of, what is that life science hub? How do we move it? Obviously, Cork is amazing and they've done brilliantly off the back of it, but how do we continue to drive that into Kerry, and how do we take advantage of that fact? And I think, that is going to be a really interesting part of the growth and development of Kerry. And having the university there, having the nursing program, all of those, they will really add to Kerry's ability to be able to capture some of those business opportunities going forwards.
Okay, well, Liz, thank you so much for your time and congratulations again on being chosen as a Kerry Ambassador.
Thank you very much. Lovely to speak with you.
The Kerry Ambassador Programme, driving economic growth through business events and investment opportunities, and raising Kerry's profile as a global business hub. For more, visit kerryconventionbureau.com/Kerry Ambassador.